Our scripture readings for this morning is going to come from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19 in the Gospel of Luke. We'll begin at verse 28 of chapter 19 and read through verse 40. And it's found on page 913 of your pew Bibles. So let us listen at this time for God's word to us. And when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he, Jesus, drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, you shall say this: the Lord has need of it." So those who were sent went away and found it as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their garments on the colt, they set Jesus upon it. And as he rode along, they spread their garments on the road. As he was now drawing near at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." Our second reading will come from chapter 23 of the Gospel of Luke. Be reading the first five verses of chapter 23, which is found on page 918 of your pew Bibles. Again, let us listen to God's word for us. Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And Pilate said to the chief priests and the multitudes, "I find no crime in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, even to this place." It's the word of the Lord. Today is Palm Sunday, and this is the day that Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey to the acclaim of the people. Hosanna, blessed is the King, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. That's how the week starts out, but then we know the rest of the story. The story takes a dark turn, and before it's over, Jesus will be arrested and hung on a cross, crucified. So one thing that we need to keep in mind, that I would ask you to keep in mind, both today and throughout the upcoming week, Holy Week, indeed keep it in mind at all times, and that is that the cross and the kingdom go together. We said that before, but it's important to repeat. Kingdom and cross go together. The kingdom of God comes by way of the cross. Unlike the kingdoms of the world that come by way of violence and the assertion of power, the kingdom of God comes by way of the cross. That is how God overcomes the forces and powers of evil and death in the world. It comes through an act of God's self-giving love. You cannot have the kingdom of God without the cross. The kingdom comes by way of the cross. And the cross is the symbol that reflects the character of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is reflected through acts of self-giving love. Kingdom and cross go together. We often forget that sometimes. Even we Christians often forget that. Sometimes we celebrate the kingdom, but we forget that the kingdom is characterized by acts of self-giving love. God's kingdom reveals the heart of God. Or sometimes we believe that we are reflecting the kingdom whenever we assert ourselves powerfully, that we believe that we can somehow divulge the evil that is in the world or expunge the evil that is in the world by violence or by asserting our own power. But kingdom and cross come together. They are forged together. The kingdom comes by way of the cross. And it's part of what Jesus meant when he told Pilate that my kingdom is not of this world. He wasn't saying that his kingdom is up there someplace. He was saying that his kingdom is not like the kingdoms of the world. His kingdom is a kingdom of love. His kingdom is a kingdom of self-giving, of sacrifice. His kingdom is a kingdom that reflects the very heart of God. So as we continue throughout Holy Week, as we continue to pay attention to what is going on in our world, as we continue to watch even in our own nation the unfolding political drama, let us remember how we are different as God's people. Let us remember that the kingdom of God comes by way of the cross. Kingdom and cross, they go together.